We're talking some more about Earth Day and the celebrations that are a part of it. And on the KSRO live line with us is Steve Mazzara. He is the Assistant Superintendent, Student and Family Services of Santa Rosa City Schools. Steve, hello there.
Good morning, Pat. Hi. Thank you very much for having us on.
Pleasure to have you here. Let me ask you something first that has absolutely nothing to do with this subject. May I?
Of course, please.
We are getting word just in really this morning that National Walkout, School Walkout Day is tomorrow, and wondering if you have wind of whether Sonoma County students will take part.
We have unconfirmed. There's some things we've been working on this with in conjunction with SRPD and just looking at what's going on and using their help. We think there may be something, but we don't know right now. Our school sites are reviewing those and talking to students,
yeah,
seeing if there's anything. So we are still unconfirmed at this point.
Okay, yeah, that's what is sort of the latest word that we got, too.
Exactly.
So we'll check in with a couple of those students, too. In the meanwhile, though, Saturday, that is going to be a big day for lots of folks. Earth Day 2018, and I know you are involved in several activities going on in the Santa Rosa area.
We are. The primary one for us is kind of what we're calling a groundbreaking project for what we're using as a Santa Rosa Integrated Wellness Center. And what that is we've, as part of a relief effort and recovery for fire victims, we have been seeking grants to develop an integrated wellness center. And for us, it's not kind of like a holistic situation, but it's more about integrating social emotional recovery, medical recovery, and then academic, and we're incorporating that into a facility, and we've gotten some grants from people. And on Saturday, Comcast has a project that they do called Comcast in the Community, and they're doing a Comcast Cares Day, and they've given us donations and volunteers to help us begin that groundbreaking.
$300,000 is what they're offering up, as I understand it, to the Santa Rosa City Schools District for this facility.
Yep.
And I'm sure that is welcome money. Where's it going to be?
So it said what used to be the Lewis campus, or is the Lewis campus behind the Mendocino Safeway area.
Yeah.
And so that's had a number of incarnations. And so right now we're partially using it for conference center, and we have some special education programs we do. And so then there's a nice availability for an office and an academic center right next to it. And so in the back there, we're going to be putting that together.
That sounds good. And as you know, KSRO is very dedicated to the recovery process.
Yeah.
And the recovery process of our students is of high priority, isn't
Absolutely.
It, Steve?
Absolutely. We're receiving feedback, of course, all the time. And this is the time where we kind of take that parent feedback and we build budgets and priorities around it. And that's going to be moving forward for us. Obviously, one of the strong priorities for us is the continued social emotional support we can for our families.
Yeah, in fact, this new facility serving more than 1,000 families and kids who either lost their homes or were affected in Sonoma County. And as we keep saying, it's common knowledge now that everybody was affected in one way or another.
Absolutely. And we had about 800 families that were directly affected. But the purpose of this center is to expand to anyone, not even, doesn't have to be related to our school district, but to really provide some gaps, as you know. Summer happens, and that can be a time for students really to have, you know, the therapy and support doesn't stop on June 1st. And so we have to be ready for that, you know, for some continued growth and improvement. So families that may not have access to resources over the summer, we want to make that available. We're doing a lot to promote our academics in a number of ways. And this center will kind of be a nice combination to integrate it all.
And there will be tree planting, which, you know, has been one of the things we have looked forward to, an event like this, since October the 8th of 2017. And part of what's happening on Saturday involves 400 trees, yes?
Yes, I understand. And Comcast, that's another one of their projects that they're doing in the community. I understand they're doing over 400 trees that they're putting throughout Fountain Grove and other parts. And I don't know exactly which parts they're working on, but I know that's another strong commitment that Comcast is bringing into our community.
And talk to us, Steve, about who is going to be at the helm of the Integrated Wellness Center. Who will be running it, and precisely what services will be available?
So we'll have, as any kind of a social-emotional center. We'll have a clinical supervisor who would be a licensed social worker, and then we'll be bringing in clinicians underneath them. Kind of, it'd be very similar to we're working at, we have a clinic at LC Allen that we work in community health with Santa Rosa Health. So we're kind of using a model off of those, except making those our employees, so we can have them work and be a little more consistent, because as you know, there have been some up and down funding through the county in recent times. And so by us having kind of our own employees, we think we can be a little more stable on that. And so we're also working with them to try to provide some medical services. If certainly we have school nurses that we use, and that's available to us. But we're going to see if we can also work with a partner and have physicians that can come in and help there. And so then in addition to that, while that's going on, let's say you and your family are coming in for some services there, we also have an academic center with daycare and kind of work on issues, you know, that you may have academically, provide support, be available for after school time. So that's kind of the model that we're trying to build, is kind of like when our schools aren't fully open, summertime, vacation time, or even after school hours, we have a center that seems centrally located that for us would provide a lot of access to families that were obviously suffered in the fire.
It's literally the holistic approach, isn't it? Not
it
when
is.
It comes
in
to
the academic side.
Yes, yeah, because we're not talking about holistic as most of us know it, but the entirety of the service, I guess, is what we're talking about. What about volunteers? You must need volunteers, Steve.
We do. Comcast, in their program, they bring in their employees, and their employees have been wonderful to come in, and they're going to come in, and we're going to be painting, we're going to be landscaping, we're going to be cleaning, we're going to be kind of getting the rooms ready, bringing in a little bit of furniture, and just kind of getting those things ready. We're calling this a groundbreaking because we're not ready to open yet. We still have employees to hire, and then we're looking for summertime of a grand opening. But our employees, we're asking, of course, for volunteers from the community. Our own employees are going to be volunteering and kind of putting this joint effort together. And the community members can sign up. Comcast has a location to sign up. It's called comcastinthecommunity.com. And that's a place where they could sign up for this event.
Okay.
There's a couple events they have to sign up for throughout Northern California, but obviously this would be one that we would encourage they sign up for. And sign up, get your name on the list, T-shirt size, and we'll have T-shirts and food and lunch. Those things will be available. And we're only talking a couple hours. We'll be really working hard from about 8 o'clock in the morning until noon, and then hopefully celebrating some of our groundbreaking just after that.
That sounds great. It must be exciting for you to be involved with this, such a great extension of what you do inside of the school system.
It is. And what's exciting is, you know, we do this on a regular basis, Monday through Friday, but to have the ability to do that after hours and over the summer, that's what's really going to be a kind of a new ground for everybody. And we're really excited about that.
Well, very good. It sounds like an exciting part of Sonoma County, an extension of the recovery services available to kids and to families, too. And as we all know, this recovery process of ours, it goes in phases. And sometimes we're up and sometimes we're down. We know the only thing that really is constant is that that it will take as long as it will take.
Absolutely.
We don't know the answer to that.
We don't. And that time frame varies for everybody. And, you know, just to have various options for people that, you know, we don't want anyone to fall between the cracks. And if you need services and something else is not working for you and your family, we want to be there for everybody.
What about the cost?
Well, so we're also seeking other grants. We've had, you mentioned Comcast had given us $300,000 to get things going. We also have a grant of $300,000 from North Bay Fire Relief. We have a wonderful anonymous donor that we had received about $400,000 through United Way of Wine Country. We are seeking more, and it's important that we seek long-term regular funding as we go forward on this. And we hope through the groundbreaking and the publicity, more people will be aware of it, see what we're planning to do, and keep funding for us.
So, as far as the walking in the door costs, Steve, that is zero?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Fantastic.
Just like our schools.
Fantastic. Well, that's great news. And so volunteers are needed, and it will be Saturday morning, Earth Day, at 2230 Lomitas Avenue in Santa Rosa. Onward and upward, Steve. It's a fantastic program, and can't wait to see it in action.
Thank you so much, and we hope to see you out sometime on the 21st doing some stuff for Earth.
That sounds fantastic. That is Steve Mazera. He is the assistant superintendent of Santa Rosa City Schools, obviously involved in student and family services, too. A nice adjunct, and I'm happy to hear about that $300,000 coming from Comcast. I was, frankly, not all that happy with Comcast just after the fires. I thought they could have done more. So I'm happy to hear that they are doing more for the community, and $300,000 will make quite an impact when it comes to the Integrated Wellness Center in Santa Rosa. Hats off.